The Luminous 100, Elder Emergence, by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity, The Emergent Elder, Divine Play, and the Intelligence of Communities. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt, Elder Emergence, How Genuine Elderhood Arises and Serves a Community. Contents. 1. Emergence, The Water Where All Swims. 2. The Elder's Aperture, Clearing Space for Wisdom. 3. Divine Play, Lila the Fun Within Evolutionary Intelligence. 4. Self-Organization and the Rise of Elders. 5. Elders as Attractors, Guiding Communities Toward Complexity. 6. The Life Cycle of Wisdom, Elders as Guardians of Community. 7. Embodied Emergence, Walking the Path of Elderhood. Emergence, The Water Where All Swims. Tuning Fork, Haiku, Reality Unfolds. A Child's Laugh in Chaos Embrace. Emergence Breathes.
Good.
Emergence is not a destination, but a dance where form and formlessness waltz in infinite play. Citation needed. Emergence as Dance. Parable, The Sapling's Question. In an ancient grove, the elders were not chosen, but emerged. One day, a young sapling whispered to the wind, I wish to be wise like the elders. The wind laughed and said, You are already wisdom. Look around. You bend with the storm. You reach for the light. You grow without knowing how. That is elderhood, not age, but emergence. And so the sapling grew, not seeking wisdom, but becoming it. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. 1. Notice the dance. Spend 5 minutes each morning observing small emergent patterns, a trail in the sand, a crack in the pavement, the way smoke rises. Witness without labeling. Let your attention be fluid like water. 2. Play with constraints. Once a week, impose a small rule, e.g., I will only speak in questions today, and observe how your mind adapts without forcing it. Notice resistance when it arises. 3. The Aperture Practice. Each month, clear one aperture. Physical, a window or door. Wash until light passes through it differently. Mental / emotional, a belief or habit you've outgrown, written down and released. Observe what flows through the cleared space, without expecting or grasping. Luminous Definition. Luminous Definition. Divine Play, Lila. The inherent, joyful emergence of intelligence in reality, where constraints and freedom intertwine like a child's laughter, generating forms that surprise even their creators. 3 appreciative questions. 1. What small pattern do you notice today that was not there yesterday? 2. Where in your life have you resisted emergence, perhaps by forcing outcomes or clinging to control, and what pain arose from that resistance? Searing middle. 3. If you could surrender just one thing, what would it be, and how might the world respond? The body, swimming in emergence. Emergence is not a phenomenon. It is the fabric of reality itself. Think of water. It takes no shape until constrained by a cup or a riverbank, yet its fluidity remains constant. Similarly, intelligence, evolutionary, emergent intelligence, does not belong to any single mind but arises from the interplay of conditions like drops of water forming waves. This is Lila, divine play, the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction.
C.
The Elder's Aperture, Clearing Space for Wisdom, Tuning Fork, Haiku, Empty Hands, Open, Wisdom Flows Through the Cleared Aperture, Sky Writes on My Skin,
Profound Quote.
Wisdom is not something you get, it's something you allow. David Bohm, citation needed. Verify this attribution or find an equivalent profound quote. Parable, The Elder Oak and the Lost Travelers. In an ancient forest, there stood an old oak tree, gnarled and wise with age. Travelers would often pass through the forest, some lost, some in search of direction. The oak did not speak, nor did it guide them directly. Instead, It slowly cleared a path around itself, its branches reaching out to guide the way without force, its roots shifting slightly to make room for those who walked beneath it. One day, a young traveler, exhausted and confused, stumbled upon the clearing around the oak. At first, they thought it was just an open space, but as they sat beneath the tree's shade, they noticed something strange. The path had been cleared not by tools or effort, but by the gentle giving way of nature itself. The oak had, over years, allowed smaller plants to wither and larger ones to grow in harmony, creating a natural pathway that led to water and shelter. The traveler realized that the oak did not force its wisdom upon them. Instead, it had made space for them to find their own way. They sat there for days, observing how the forest. Okay, I'm writing chapter 2 of The Emergent Elder, Divine Play and the Intelligence of Communities. The title is The Elder's Aperture, Clearing Space for Wisdom. First, I need to follow the structure outlined in the instructions. Let's break it down. 1. Tuning fork, 1 original haiku and 1 attributed profound quote. Haiku should be life-uplifting and capture the essence of the chapter. Quote should be profound and relevant to the theme. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should illustrate the concept of clearing apertures for wisdom. 3. Structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. This section will provide practical steps or techniques that readers can apply. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition of a key term related to the chapter's theme. 5. 3 appreciative questions. 1 at the start. A searing one in the middle. 1 at the end. 6. The body. The actual teaching, centered on Lila, divine play, and its role in elder emergence. 7. 7 second sentences, 7 aphorisms or pithy statements that encapsulate the essence of the chapter. 8. 3 exercises. Accessible, easy to start with. Deepening, more challenging, builds on the first. Advanced, complex and profound, for those ready to dive deeper. 9 citations, real sources where possible, mark citation needed for claims that need verification later. Let's start drafting each section one by one. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. I need something about clearing space and wisdom. Maybe something about a clear sky after rain or a window open to let in light. Original haiku. Empty hands open. Wisdom flows through the cleared aperture. Sky writes on my skin.
Profond quote.
Perhaps something from a philosopher or a spiritual leader about space, openness, or wisdom. Let's think of something from Rumi or maybe a more modern thinker like David Bohm.
Attributet quote.
Wisdom is not something you get. It's something you allow. David Bohm. But I'm not sure if this is the right quote for the theme. Maybe something about space or clearing. Let me think of another one. Alternative. The elder does not speak, but clears a space where others may see. Anonymous, but we need to ensure it's attributed correctly. Perhaps better to use a known source. How about a line from Heraclitus? Character is fate. Heraclitus, but this doesn't fit the theme well. Another thought. Maybe something from the Book of Proverbs or similar wisdom literature. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29 verse 18, NIV. But that's about vision, not necessarily clearing apertures. Maybe better to stick with David Bohm for his work on order and complexity. Let's go with, wisdom is not something you get, it's something you allow. David Bohm. 2. Parable. I need a story that shows the concept of clearing space for wisdom without stating it directly. Maybe about an elder in nature or a community who creates space for others to find their way. Parable title, The Elder Oak and the Lost Travelers.
Story.
In an ancient forest, there stood an old oak tree, gnarled and wise with age. Travelers would often pass through the forest, some lost, some in search of direction. The oak did not speak, nor did it guide them directly. Instead, it slowly cleared a path around itself, its branches reaching out to guide the way without force, its roots shifting slightly to make room for those who walked beneath it. One day, a young traveler, exhausted and confused, stumbled upon the clearing around the oak. At first, they thought it was just an open space, but as they sat beneath the tree's shade, they noticed something strange. The path had been cleared not by tools or effort, but by the gentle giving way of nature itself. The oak had, over years, allowed smaller plants to wither and larger ones to grow in harmony, creating a natural pathway that led to water and shelter. The traveler realized that the oak did not force its wisdom upon them. Instead, it had made space for them to find their own way. They sat there for days, observing how the forest around them responded to those who were open to learning, and how those who resisted remained lost, no matter how hard they tried to force a path. One evening, as the traveler prepared to leave, they noticed that the oak had shifted slightly, its roots now forming a small circle around the spot where the traveler had sat. It was as if the tree had marked their journey, not by words or signs, but by the quiet act of clearing space for them to stand. The traveler left the forest with no map, no guide, only the sense that they had been seen and allowed to see themselves clearly. And so, they walked on, no longer lost, because someone or something had made room for their wisdom to emerge.
Trois structures et techniques.
This section should provide simple, universal practices that scale over time. It's about clearing apertures, so maybe techniques like creating space in one's life, practicing mindfulness, or engaging in reflective practices.
Structure et technique.
Clearing apertures. Practices for making space for wisdom. 1. The daily clear. Start each day by setting aside 5 minutes to simply sit and breathe without agenda. This is not meditation in the traditional sense, but a deliberate clearing of mental space, like opening a window to let in light. Over time, this practice creates an aperture through which insights can flow more freely. 2. The listening circle. Gather with others, or imagine gathering if alone, and speak in turns without interruption. The goal is not to solve problems, but to listen deeply, allowing space for wisdom to emerge from the collective. This mirrors the natural clearing of a forest fire, necessary destruction to make way for new growth. 3. The map-making exercise. Once a week, draw or write a simple map of your current understanding or struggle. Then, revisit it after a few days to see what has shifted. This is not about refining the map, but about noticing how space around it has changed, revealing new paths you didn't see before. These practices scale over time because they start with small, manageable actions, like the daily clear, and grow in complexity as one engages more deeply, like the listening circle or map making. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term related to apertures or wisdom. Luminous definition. Aperture. Aperture. Not merely an opening, but a dynamic space where light and shadow coexist without judgment. It is the threshold where what was separate becomes whole, where wisdom is not sought but allowed to emerge through the interplay of presence and absence. 5. Three appreciative questions. One at the start, one searing in the middle, and one at the end. Start. Where in your life have you made space for something greater than yourself, only to find that it made room for you in return? Middle searing. What beliefs or structures are you clinging to so tightly that you cannot see the path unfolding before you?
End.
How might you practice clearing apertures in your daily life? Not as a task, but as an invitation to play with what emerges. 6. The body, the actual teaching. This section should center on Lila, divine play, and its role in elder emergence. The body. The elder's aperture is not about acquiring wisdom or becoming wise. It is about allowing the space where wisdom can dance, where divine play, Lila, in its infinite forms, can move without obstruction. This is not a path of mastery, but one of surrender. Surrender to the reality that wisdom is not something we grasp, but something that flows through us when we clear the apertures of our being. Elderhood, in this sense, is not about age or status. It is about becoming a clearing, a place where complexity can gather without fear. The elder does not speak from authority, but from the humility of knowing that they are part of a larger pattern, one that emerges when we stop trying to control and start playing with what is. Lila as divine play. Lila is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems, the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. It is not about manifesting desires, but about aligning with the natural rhythms of complexity. When we clear our apertures, Lila flows through us like water through a riverbed, shaping and reshaping without force. This play is not frivolous. It is the serious work of reality itself. Every tradition, every culture, is a mirror reflecting what we already are, just as a still pond reflects the sky. The work is to clear the apertures, to see that in the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. This is why it can be told as play, because when we stop resisting, wisdom appears not as a teacher, but as an invitation. Aligning with complexity science. As Emmanuel Santa Anna might say, elderhood is about aligning with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis. These are the invisible hands that shape communities and individuals alike. The elder's role is not to guide, but to clear space for these forces to work their magic. But this is not a cold or mechanical process. It is warm, humane, and sometimes painful. There is no glibness in acknowledging that clearing apertures requires facing our shadows, our fears, and our attachments. Yet it is also an act of profound joy, because when we clear, we allow the universe to play through us. 7 7-7 second sentences. 7 aphorisms or pithy statements. 1. An aperture cleared today becomes a doorway tomorrow. 2. Wisdom does not knock. It slips in when you stop holding the door shut. 3. The elder's work is not to teach, but to make space for teaching to happen naturally. 4. Lila laughs at our seriousness because it knows we are part of the joke. 5. Pain is a signal, not a sentence. Clear the aperture and listen. 6. Every tradition is a map. The elder's job is to help others see they were lost all along. 7. The most radical act of wisdom is to stop trying so hard. 8. 3 exercises. Accessible. Exercise 1. The breath of space. Sit comfortably and place one hand on your heart, the other on your belly. Breathe deeply for 3 cycles, imagining that with each exhale, you release a small burden or resistance. With each inhale, imagine space filling where there was once clutter. Do this for 5 minutes daily. Notice how the space feels different each time.
Deepening.
Exercise 2. The map of absences. Take a sheet of paper and draw a rough map representing your current life, where you work, live, spend time, or struggle. Now, mark the places where you feel something is missing or blocked. Spend a week observing these absences without trying to fill them. Journal about what emerges in the empty spaces. Advanced. Exercise 3. The play of Lila. Find a place in nature where you can sit undisturbed for at least an hour. Bring no agenda, no goal. Only your presence. Allow yourself to play with whatever comes to mind, a thought, a memory, a feeling, without judgment or attachment. Notice how play feels different from distraction. This is Lila moving through the aperture you've created. 9 citations. I need to ensure that any claims requiring sources are marked clearly. For example, the mention of evolutionary intelligence and its 3 factors might need a citation, but since it's central to the book's theme, perhaps it's okay, as is with a note. References to complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, etc., should be sourced if possible. Potential citations needed. 1. The concept of evolutionary intelligence and its 3 factors. This seems central to the book's thesis, so perhaps it's defined elsewhere in the book. 2. The idea that healing is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. This might need sourcing if it's not original to the author. 3. References to Emmanuel Santa Anna's work on living systems and developmental theory, Lacaste, should be properly cited. For now, I'll mark these with citation needed, where appropriate in the chapter, but since this is a draft, I won't fabricate citations. Now, let's assemble all these sections into a cohesive chapter. I'll start with the chapter title and proceed in order. The Elder's Aperture. Clearing Space for Wisdom. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Empty Hands. Open. Wisdom flows through the cleared aperture. Sky writes on my skin.
Profond Quote.
Wisdom is not something you get. It's something you allow. David Bohm, citation needed. Verify this attribution or find an equivalent profound quote. Parable, The Elder Oak and the Lost Travelers. In an ancient forest, there stood an old oak tree, gnarled and wise with age. Travelers would often pass through the forest, some lost, some in search of direction. The oak did not speak, nor did it guide them directly. Instead, it slowly cleared a path around itself, its branches reaching out to guide the way without force, its roots shifting slightly to make room for those who walked beneath it. One day, a young traveler, exhausted and confused, stumbled upon the clearing around the oak. At first, they thought it was just an open space, but as they sat beneath the tree's shade, they noticed something strange. The path had been cleared not by tools or effort, but by the gentle giving way of nature itself. The oak had, over years, allowed smaller plants to wither and larger ones to grow in harmony, creating a natural pathway that led to water and shelter. The traveler realized that the oak did not force its wisdom upon them. Instead, it had made space for them to find their own way. They sat there for days, observing how the forest around them responded to those who were open to learning, and how those who resisted remained lost, no matter how hard they tried to force a path. One evening, as the traveler prepared to leave, they noticed that the oak had shifted slightly, its roots now forming a small circle around the spot where the traveler had sat. It was as if the tree had marked their journey, not by words or signs, but by the quiet act of clearing space for them to stand. The traveler left the forest with no map, no guide, only the sense that they had been seen and allowed to see themselves clearly. And so, they walked on no longer lost because someone or something had made room for their wisdom to emerge.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
1. The daily clear. Start each day by setting aside 5 minutes to simply sit and breathe without agenda. This is not meditation in the traditional sense, but a deliberate clearing of mental space, like opening a window to let in light. Over time, this practice creates an aperture through which insights can flow more freely. 2. The listening circle. Gather with others, or imagine gathering if alone, and speak in turns without interruption. The goal is not to solve problems, but to listen deeply, allowing space for wisdom to emerge from the collective. This mirrors the natural clearing of a forest fire, necessary destruction to make way for new growth. 3. The map-making exercise. Once a week, draw or write a simple map of your current understanding or struggle. Then, revisit it after a few days to see what has shifted. This is not about refining the map, but about noticing how space around it has changed, revealing new paths you didn't see before. These practices scale over time because they start with small, manageable actions like the daily clear and grow in complexity as one engages more deeply, like the listening circle or map making. Luminous definition. Aperture. Aperture. Not merely an opening, but a dynamic space where light and shadow coexist without judgment. It is the threshold where what was separate becomes whole, where wisdom is not sought but allowed to emerge through the interplay of presence and absence. 3 appreciative questions. Start. Where in your life have you made space for something greater than yourself, only to find that it made room for you in return? Middle searing. What beliefs or structures are you clinging to so tightly that you cannot see the path unfolding before you? And how might you practice clearing apertures in your daily life? Not as a task, but as an invitation to play with what emerges. The body. Clearing space for divine play. The Elder's Aperture is not about acquiring wisdom or becoming wise. It is about allowing the space where wisdom can dance, where divine play, Lila, in its infinite forms, can move without obstruction. This is not a path of mastery, but one of surrender. Surrender to the reality that wisdom is not something we grasp, but something that flows through us when we clear the apertures of our being. Elderhood, in this sense, is not about age or status. It is about becoming a clearing, a place where complexity can gather without fear. The elder does not speak from authority, but from the humility of knowing that they are part of a larger pattern, one that emerges when we stop trying to control and start playing with what is. Lila as divine play. Lila is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems, the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. It is not about manifesting desires, but about aligning with the natural rhythms of complexity. When we clear our apertures, Lila flows through us like water through a riverbed, shaping and reshaping without force. This play is not frivolous. It is the serious work of reality itself. Every tradition, every culture, is a mirror reflecting what we already are, just as a still pond reflects the sky. The work is to clear the apertures, to see that in the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. This is why it can be told as play, because when we stop resisting, wisdom appears not as a teacher but as an invitation. Aligning with complexity science, as Emmanuel Santa Anna might say, elderhood is about aligning with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis. These are the invisible hands that shape communities and individuals alike. Citation needed. Santa Anna's work on living systems theory. The elder's role is not to guide, but to clear space for these forces to work their magic. But this is not a cold or mechanical process.